Okay, we are so glad you're with us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio. And right now it is time to pack our bags. We're going to head to Milwaukee and visit with one of our good friends at Fox 6 Television, and that is Mr. Tommy Pippins, as we have got a number of subjects to discuss. And it is hard to believe the 2014 NBA draft. It is just around the corner, and certainly a ton of chatter this past week. How about those Cleveland Cavaliers landing the second year in a row the number one pick? But you have got to be very excited if you are a Milwaukee Buck fan, because let's just say they did just fine in that number two slot, because historically it has yielded some really great NBA players throughout the year. So it's such a pleasure to have with us from Fox 6, the sports director, Tom Pippins. How are you?
I'm doing great, pal. I wish I was half as popular as you, and I know your listeners know that, so I'm always delighted my ratings go up when we're together. And I wish I was maybe a quarter as popular as Mallory Eaton.
Amen.
The 18-year-old daughter of, as you're well aware, new Bucks co-owner Wes Eaton. She was out there at the NBA draft lottery. Biggie, she went from, I think, 250 followers or so to over 42,000 as of late yesterday afternoon and counting.
Well,
quite an impression.
She really did. A darling young girl, and just became overnight an internet sensation.
Exactly.
Makes me think about what it was like to be 18 years old again, right?
Oh, I'm telling you, I know you look just that pretty and still do.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm going to digress and say that. But, I agree with you. Number two, I mean, you think of Kevin Durant, maybe the best of the bunch. I mean, Michael Jordan back in the day went three. It's very difficult at times on that number one pick, as GM John Hammond was saying yesterday in his news conference, because there's so many expectations. And if that young man doesn't perform right away, it could spiral downward. So there is no franchise player. And speaking of Cleveland, maybe they're posturing to get LeBron James back to the Cavaliers, and that's why they won the darn thing for the third time in 4 years. Even Hammond said, jeepers, they're in our division, though, yet. You'd think you'd tweak it a little bit. And I think there has been talk of the weighted ping pong balls at least being altered to some degree. But I think in a draft where you have several players who could be all-star players and game changers, not necessarily franchise changers a la LeBron James, the Bucks are sitting pretty, and they're calling it a new day. They've got some young people you're aware of we can build around, or they can build around, and so I think there's a lot of encouragement going forward. The biggest thing is they somehow have to find a way to buy a new facility to keep the Bucks here, because the NBA can still buy back the franchise if the Bucks don't get the thing built within a couple of years as stipulated in the contract. So there's a little doubt that way, but there's a lot of excitement as it relates to June 26th with a big NBA draft.
Well, Fox 6 Television sports director Tom Pippins is joining us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And Tommy, you're exactly right. The NBA draft will take place Thursday, June 26th, held at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. And so my heart really, as I reflect on this past season, my heart really does go out to the Milwaukee Bucks, because it was absolutely brutal, and your fans, they really need some sense of hope, something to look forward to after suffering through the worst season in the franchise history. They were absolutely dead last in the NBA standings.
Absolutely. 17 wins, and for the Bucks to be relevant again, they really do have to build through the draft. And this is what Hammond mentioned. If you go back to when the Bucks made the Eastern Conference Finals and came to within maybe a Big Dog Robinson baseline jump shot in game six at Philly of going to the championship round, they had a first round draft pick. They had a number one overall in Glenn Robinson. They had a number five in Ray Allen. When they were last relevant and made a nice move in 08 with Brandon Jennings and Andrew Bogut, they had Bogut, who was a number one overall pick. And so they're convinced they have to build through the draft. They have Giannis, the young Greek man, who I think has a great ceiling. They have Brandon Knight. They have John Henson. So if they can get another part to put in there, I really think they can start to go in the right direction again. But I have to come back to this. They have to build a new facility. Otherwise, the owners would make a $25,000 profit, or is it 25, maybe even 25 million, to sell the team back to the NBA. And that's not what you want. The leaders in our great community have to step forward and be more progressive than we've been in the past. If you go way back to when Herb Cole bought the team and saved it, there was a gift given by the Pettits of the Bradley Center, and we took so long to decide where it was going to be in the mid-80s that they almost they thought seriously of pulling back that gift. So if we want to be an NBA city, we're going to have to step up, and I'd like to think our leaders are working behind the scenes to make it happen for Messrs. Edens and Lazar, because if you think about it, it's only about $12 a year for all of us to keep it here, and yet there are many people, and you respect where they're coming from. I don't want to put money into millionaires and billionaires, in this case, pockets, but the bottom line is this. It's much more than just bucks. I mean, you've got so many events that can go there year-round, 41 events, 41 NBA games, and then the postseason for the Bucks. But there are many, and there are jobs to be had in building the facility and the economy and players paying taxes to come in here and play. So I really hope, I know I'm on my sandbox here, whatever you want to call it, I really hope that we'll step up and keep the Bucks here, and I think that they will.
Well, the Milwaukee Bucks, they definitely, as you said, they have major issues to address. You're talking about the new facility. They certainly have some hope now, at least a glimmer of it, that the Bucks have the number two pick in the draft lottery. But I want you to talk to us a little bit about the new Bucks owner in Wesley Edens and his leadership. Are you optimistic that he will be able to get the Bucks headed in the right direction?
You know, I really think so. I've got to think they have a plan. Now, as we speak, they are allowing Mr. Hammond and his staff, including head coach Larry Drew, and as you pointed out, they really had no chance. There were so many injuries last year. The team was decimated from the first day of practice. I mean, from October on, they weren't the team they envisioned when they were hoping to make a playoff run, which was the edict of former owner Cole, who really wanted to make postseason every year in some fashion, be it eighth seed, be it seventh. But I think Edens and Mark Lazary, billionaire hedge fund people, they've got a plan. Whether or not they're going to allow Mr. Hammond and his staff to go forward or just say through the draft because they've only owned the team a few days as we speak, I really believe that these folks are very progressive. They really want to make a splash, and I'm going to be very, very surprised if they don't. And I also think that they're wise enough to know that they have to make good basketball decisions. I happen to be a fellow who respects John Hammond, respects Larry Drew. I'd like to see him get another chance. I don't necessarily think they're going to clean house, but it would be their prerogative to do so. But I think with this young blood, just as to make the analogy, we had the great baseball commissioner, Bud Selig, as the owner for years and years. Mm-hmm. The landscape of the game changed, and then you had to move on to someone who had deeper pockets, progressive thinking, in Mark Attanasio. And ironically, some people are talking about the current Brewers owner, someone who could be commissioner. I think that if we can get to a stage where these owners are giving the basketball people an opportunity to do what they do best, to make the picks, to guide the team, I think that the Bucks will go forward. I think they'll be relevant again. I think people are really excited about two young fellas who have a lot of juice, have never failed in business, and they plan to be successful once again with this venture known as the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay, we are hooping it up with Tom Pippins, the Fox 6 television sports director at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and you were talking about the head coach, Larry Drew, but what about O.J. Mayo? There's been some rumors that perhaps the Bucks may be interested in trading him, and I know that Buck fans, they had to be very optimistic that he would come in offensively and really be a difference maker, but his stock dropped substantially. Why was that?
Yeah, I think to the greatest extent because of injuries. But when he was out, he got out of shape, and he was overweight. It took him longer than it should have to get back. And to be honest with you, I was disappointed in O.J. He had some games that say, okay, that's why they signed him for 3 years. He can hit the J. He's a scorer. He can be a difference maker to some degree. And yet he wasn't on the court enough. And, you know, I just think that to me was a signing that just didn't work out, as sometimes has been the case. Now, I believe he has a couple of years left on the contract, so it'll be interesting to see what they do going forward. But I don't see O.J. Mayo as being part of the future of this team.
Well, he certainly has a lot of work to do this summer, and as you said, he was brought in to be a scorer, and that was something that he was not able to do consistently as you reflect back on last season. So I would say one of the bright spots, though, for the Milwaukee Bucks was Brandon Knight. I mean, he improved in a number of categories. Talk about him.
Absolutely. He's young. He's a character guy. He plays hard. And I think he made progress in learning to play the point position. As you're aware, Big E, his body is kind of a two-body.
True.
And he's got somewhat of that shooter's mentality. Not to make a comparison, but at least in terms of that, like Monte Ellis there in Dallas, who is so gifted he could play that point, and I understand he did a lot more of that for your Mavs of Rick Carlisle last season, and no one would know that better than you. Mm-hmm. But I think his upside is huge. Now, let's just say as we're talking, let's just say, I don't know if Cleveland's going to trade the pick or not so they can maybe set up for the return of LeBron. I mean, there are all kinds of things out there. But let's just say this Dante Exum, the kid from Australia, 18 years old at 6'6", who's a point guard. Let's say they go that way. And again, it's totally hypothetical. Maybe they move Brandon Knight over to the two. But I think Knight has a future, whether the one or the two. I think he is one of those building blocks, one of the cornerstones they can work with. So I'm very excited about him. He became a very consistent scorer, and he started to dish the ball more as well. There were those games when it was like, 22 points and 2 assists. I mean, that's got to change. But he's still a young kid, as you know. He's another one of those. Wasn't he a one and done when he played at Kentucky? So it's going to take some time for anybody who comes in. But there are some great possibilities, and you know they're going to get, whether it's Jabari Parker, maybe even Joel Embiid, they're going to get a good player and somebody they can move forward with.
You know, you talk about the hypotheticals, perhaps even the international flavor that may come and arrive with the Milwaukee Bucks. But what about your rookie from Greece? He had a lot of raw talent, but were you encouraged with what you saw from him?
Very much so. Giannis had to play a lot more Antetokounmpo than they wanted him to. But he actually grew during the season, Big E.
Is that possible? Wow.
He started at 6'8.5", 6'9", and he grew to over 6'10". So this kid has a lot of charisma. He is just great for the city, great for the franchise. They tell the story about the day he was running late for shoot around. Something happened. He was walking, and somebody picked him up and took him there, and he offered to pay him money. He insisted on paying money. Just that kind of a young man, that infectious youth that you love and bringing in that new blood. Now, he was very inconsistent at times in a long NBA season and competition he'd never had the likes of before, not even close. But I think, by and large, sometimes he was a stat stuffer. He'd get you 10 points, 8 boards, 4 blocks, 6 assists. He's a terrific all-around talent, and again, it may take him a little longer than it would, say, one of these draft choices coming in. He might be a 3 to 5 year project, but I think he has the potential to be a multi-time all-star. He's that good, and he's earned the respect of lots of people he's played D against, including the aforementioned Kevin Durant of the Thunder.
So just talk to us, just your overall assessment of head coach Larry Drew, the job that he did. I know that there was a lot of injuries this year, but in terms of the leadership, the direction with the team.
Big E, I think he did a great job in holding it together, and he handled a very difficult time with grace. And I've said that publicly. I've said it privately. I know there's criticism when you lead a team that wins a franchise low in history, 17 games. But I think it could have been far worse. People could have defected left and right, some of the veterans versus the young people. And we talked about OJ and then again all those injuries. It could have gone south. I think for the most part he kept the locker room together, and for the most part they gave him great effort. And I don't care if you had Red Auerbach in his prime, Phil Jackson, you name it. They probably weren't going to win many more games than that under the circumstances. So I think he definitely deserves another year, and he's a terrific guy. Who really, I think, knows how to relate to his players, cares for his players. The bottom line is always, whether it's money to get a facility built or wins on the court. But I think he deserves another chance, and I give him good grades under the circumstances.
Okay, Tom Pippins from Fox 6 Television, the sports director there in Milwaukee, has been with us. We are flat out of time. I'd love to be talking about your Brewers, but we will just do that on our next Divine appointment. Okay, Tommy?
Take care, pal.
Thank you. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @ERadioSports. We will be right back.